You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to Kingdom Ministries International with Pastors Freeman and Twana Williams, where we love families, change neighborhoods, and impact communities with the gospel of the kingdom. We are convinced you will hear and see God's love for you as you advance towards your fulfillment of your life's purpose in Christ.
Now, you need to be experiencing eternal life now. Now.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what he's saying. Oh boy. We are a returning word. Are you going to see that? John 20, verse 17. We're going to park here. Then I'm going to give you five things that will help you. Let's do the five things first. Go to John chapter 20 and wait right there. And I'll give you the five things quickly. And then you're going to see how this works. Glory to your name, Father. Good word, Father.
Yes.
Help us. Help us. Now, I want you to write, if you're taking notes, 1 through 5. I'm going to give you the first part, and then after I read this passage, I'll give you the conclusion. I'll just give you the conclusion at one time now for time's sake. That way, write 1 through 5. If you're taking notes on your tablet, 1 through 5, you're going to have to hit 1, you know, boom, 2, boom, because I'm going to read them pretty quick, not fast, but quick. I want you to understand 5 things that a returning word must do every day to see the eternal life on earth. You ready?
Yes.
Number 1, prayer. What is prayer? It's simply communication with heaven. Number 2, worship. What is worship? Magnifying God and you decreasing. Mm-hmm. Anytime you have real worship, you decrease.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Anytime, because it's not about you. You don't even fit in. The truth of the matter is you'll see in a moment that the Spirit of God will take over to the point and consume you to the point where you're so, to the point you almost fall out.
Yes.
And it's not just fall out religiously. You're laying on the floor because the presence is so heavy, your body can't contain it. Yeah. So you lay down as a show of reverence and respect.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, you'll get there. Number 3, the word. The word. Renewing your mind and increasing your faith.
Amen.
That's why you have to spend time in the word.
Yeah.
It renews your mind because you got 80,000 words coming at you a day.
Yes.
Need to renew your mind.
Yes.
Number 4. Self-examination, which means acknowledging shortcomings in your heart and life.
Yes.
Acknowledging shortcomings in your heart and life. I want to be clear. I did not say life and heart. I said heart and life. Every sickness or disease or things going on with you starts inside and works out. So unless you take care of the inner, the exterior will not change. It will be pharmaceutical. And Jesus said on the outside, they look like white sepulchers and they look beautiful. He said, but on the inside, they're full of dead man's bones. In other words, you have all the potential showing everybody your religious antics, but on the inside, you have no contact with heaven.
Amen.
So what is he saying here? Self-examination. In other words, how am I doing really, God? Is my attitude really good or am I still lying, stealing? Come on, let's be real. Let's check it out. What's going on? Self-examination is very important. Now watch. These are things we're supposed to do daily. This is not once a month. And number 5, truth. Truth. Walking in the Spirit and obeying the Word. If you obey the Word, you walk in the Spirit. If you don't obey the Word, you are walking in the flesh. It's just that simple. When you know to do what's right and you don't, the Bible says it will be counted as sin to you.
Come on.
So those are the 5 things. I'll read them quickly. Number 1, prayer, communication with heaven. Number 2, worship, magnifying God and you decreasing. Number 3, the word, renewing your mind and increasing your faith. Number 4 is self-examination, acknowledging shortcomings in your heart and life. And number 5, truth, walking in the Spirit and obeying the word. Unless you do those things daily, you are not and will never experience the eternal life he's talking about. We are a returning word. We are dependent upon the word every day.
Amen.
That's why the writer said his mercies are new when? Every morning. Every opportunity you get throughout the day, you are supposed to get in God's face.
Amen.
And you're supposed to examine yourself. That's why the writer said, let a man first examine himself.
Yes.
Because if God examines you, that means that's the final judgment.
Yeah.
You don't want the final judgment.
Yeah.
Because as long as you're in the earth realm, everything can be changed.
Yeah.
But the moment you go into eternity, it's permanent.
Uh-huh.
Are you understanding?
Yeah.
So as long as you are on the earth, things can change.
Yeah.
The moment your feet are feet up, in other words, when your feet look like the number 11,
yep. Okay.
You good. 11 is good.
Okay.
Straight up is bad.
Yeah.
Say it with me. 11 is good.
Yeah.
Straight up is bad.
Yeah.
Straight up, you have no dominion.
Yeah.
That's why Jesus on the cross asked God to forgive the guards.
Yes.
He said, Father, the soldiers that did this to me, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Amen.
Why? Because his feet was not on the earth.
Amen.
He was on a cross.
Yes.
He had no dominion.
My God. My God.
He had no authority to say anything.
Wow.
He was between heaven and earth.
Yeah.
That's why when you're in the birthing canal, they try to tell you have no authority. But watch this. But because your parents' feet are on the earth, you have all authority.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, you got to get this. Because mom's feet is on the earth, you have authority. You'll get that later. John 20, chapter 17. We're going to park here, then we're going to make a declaration, and we're going to worship our Father. I can sense the atmosphere is very charged in here with the power of the Most High. And I so thank you, Father, that you would choose and allow us to be a part of your family again. So many times we've disappointed you. But I thank you. I thank you that you didn't forget us. And that you honor your word daily. See, he doesn't honor his word yearly. He honors it daily.
Yes.
That means, now you're going to have to hold on. This is heavy. That means that to God, the day is the same.
Yes.
That's why the writer said today, he's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. But in heaven, there is no night. Since there's no sun going down and sun coming up, to him it's the same.
Yes.
So he honors it just like when he first spoke it.
Right.
That's why you return to him every day, because you're telling him, these are the things you told me, and this is what I've seen. And he said, remember, I said, not us. But it will accomplish that which I sent it to do. In other words, I'll take the responsibility if you remind me. I'm the word, you are a word. So in other words, watch this. If my word, now I'm saying God, is not costing you to burst forth or to move forward, you let me know. And I'll take care of it. Because the moment I send it to you, I'm expecting results.
Right.
The reason I sent it to you is because that was the purpose.
Yes. Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
The reason I sent it to you is because that's my judgment.
Right.
The reason I sent it to you is because that's your answer.
Yes.
Come on, that's why he sent this word. And the writer said he sent this word and the word healed them.
Yes.
So he's saying, no matter what's going on with you, what's going on with you? Come here. What's going on with you? He said, I can heal you. He said, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, I can heal you. The problem is, we don't understand healing. Healing is in the word. And it says, by his stripes you have been healed. By his stripes you have been healed. By his stripes you have. It's not coming. It's already here. You have been healed. His word will not return until the whole healing manifestation. So the word is still in you working. The word is in you working until you break out and say, I'm healed. See, that's what people don't understand. That's what breaking out is. Breaking out isn't just you emotionally running around. Breaking out is you stand up giving God glory because the pain is gone. Because the weights are gone. Because everything that was trying to hold you is gone. And you're lifting your hands because you're like, the weight is gone. It's happened. It's happened. It's happened. And the writer said, and they went away giving God glory. Why? Because the answer has shown up.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ha ha ha!
Yeah.
everything in your life, God pre you before you came here.
Yes.
God pre you with every answer you would need because he gave you his word.
Yes.
Everything in your life, you've been pre'd. There's nothing that's going to happen to you that you are not equipped to overcome.
Yes.
Not one thing can do anything to you. The reason it works is because we don't have understanding of being a word. And because we have no revelation of being a word, we say another word. And another word establishes a different kingdom that has already been judged according to the anti-judgment, which means we have to stay where we're at, and we have like a chain on us, and we're standing there giving God glory, but our heart is far from him because we can't participate. So we emotionally ascend to a place that's spiritually. And we get frustrated because we're like, I'm trying, it's not working, I'm leaving church. He said, church isn't the problem. Yes, the problem is your understanding, the revelation of who I am and who you are.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
And so you're trying to work your way to me when it was me who worked my way to you.
Yes.
That's why Jesus said, I must work the works of him while it is still day.
Yes.
In other words, I got to take care of some business, but when I get done, you're going to see how things really are. Let's finish here. John 20:17, I think, is where we're going. Why would God take you from a place and bring you to a better place if you don't experience the better? Doesn't make sense. But he said, you got to understand, he said, I'm watching over my word to perform it. In other words, I'm waiting for you to agree with what I said.
Amen.
And when you agree with what I said, come here, when you agree with what I said, he said, you're going to see the manifestation. He said, what you're doing is you're asking me something that I've already said, it's already done. And he said, as long as you ask me, you're telling me that you don't believe. That's it right there. Oh, that's him. That's him. You know who that is. That's him. And so he's saying, as long as you, when I say something to you, you're like, well, God, he's like, wait a minute, you've already messed it up. Because I said something to you and I told you to do something. And then you try to ask me, why are you saying this? He said that your faith disengages. And then you use your own strength to give a natural answer to a supernatural question. And he said, that's not going to work because I pre'd you to win. John 20:17. Jesus said to her, am I there?
Yes.
This is after the resurrection. Don't cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and to your Father and to my God and to what?
Your God.
So this is very important. Jesus is making one of the most powerful statements, and he's saying something to her because he is the word.
Yes.
Are you understanding?
Yes.
Jesus is what?
The word.
But he could only stay on the earth as long as he was Jesus. Christ was not sent to the earth. Jesus was. Christ was sent inside of him. The redemptive work of what he was going to accomplish was in him. So Jesus, this is heavy now. You got to listen to me because I can only say it once. This is heavy. So Jesus is the culmination of everything that will ever be spoken in the flesh.
Yes.
He hid in there and he looked like us. And he finished his assignment. And once he finished, he said, hold on, don't touch me. Don't change one thing about anything about me. Because I've got to go show myself. God sent Jesus. I'm showing him Christ. God sent out the word hidden in Jesus. And the only way he could go back was to show Christ. To prove that the word had fulfilled his assignment. He was telling her, don't touch me, because you're not touching Jesus, you're touching Christ. And I can't go before my Father with any stains on me.
Amen.
I can't go with anything from you. I must go as I am ascended. So I must ascend. Thank you for joining us today.